Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Nut out starts now, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're all absolutely doing fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December 11th of the year of our Lord, 2015. This is indeed our one of two, and our goal always, we remain true, baby. The goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the rule of law, the Constitution for the United States of America, the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence as our guide. Biblical text finds its way into the broadcast as well. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Liberty Roundtable Live. By the way, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, we got a recap of yesterday's show for you quickly, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Check it out today and do business with Liberty Roundtable Live and the Power Hour through thepowermall.com. When you support the good guys, we stay on the radio, and you get incredible products. Get gift certificates for your loved ones for Christmas, any denominations you decide. Get a hold of us today to get that done. Our buddies at the Power Mall will take your call now. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. The recap starts now. Eyewitnesses insist three shooters in San Bernardino, WorldNet Daily. We got a whole lot more on that as the broadcast unfolds today as well. Two Afghan trainees, at Moody Air Force. Or air base, they're missing. Yeah, they got trained by the United States government, armed by the United States government. They're supposed to go back to their land, their homeland, if you will. But nope, now they're gone missing. We haven't heard a word update on that as well. So now you got what? A couple possible terrorists on the loose? But the United States government says, don't worry, they're fine. We checked them out. All right. Donald Trump proposed a temporary ban on Muslims from entering into the United States until the federal government gets terrorism committed in the name of Islam figured out. Now, they're just going ballistic, suggesting it's a religious litmus test. It's crazy. You can't do it. They all say Trump is off the charts, but it isn't true. This is not conservatism. This is not what our party stands for. And, more importantly, it's not what our country stands for, House Speaker Paul Ryan said. But experts say the Trump Muslim ban is likely constitutional. The Supreme Court's already weighed in on these issues several times. Sam Bushman proposes to temporarily ban all immigration, all immigrants from entering into the United States till we can get this terrorism thing working out. We don't need to say it's Islam terrorism. We don't need to back the idea that it's in the name of religion. We just need to say, look, if you mean to do us harm, we're going to stop all people from coming to America until we get a handle on our borders, until we get a handle on what's going on here. Shoppers spent more than $3 billion on last Cyber Monday, making it the biggest online shopping day ever. We talked about Elder Dallin H. Oaks, one of the 12 apostles for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He says he's concerned that worldly gifts are overshadowing religious aspects of Christmas holiday. LDS.org for details to read that. Good stuff. That was our one of the broadcast. Hour two, Dr. Ben Carson releases health care reform plan. Sam and Kurt like a little bit of his plan, but for the most part, it isn't that good. We talked about Rand Paul's plan, much better, more private sector, if you will. We talked about the ongoing racial strife on American campuses. It has birthed an extremist group known as the Black Liberation, ladies and gentlemen. Black students are also demanding free tuition now. Walmart's jumping into the crowded mobile payments business. They got a new service called Walmart Pay. Instead of Apple Pay, it's Walmart Pay. Pentagon to confer with the Justice Department on forcing women to register for the draft. I don't know if that's a move towards freedom, but there you go, huh? Just kidding. It's disaster for women, ladies and gentlemen. Now report sailors are repeatedly filming undressed women on submarines. Sam launches into a monologue on the solutions. It starts with God's laws, starts with a moral compass for our nation, and it certainly does not start with putting our women in harm's way. What a disaster for our nation. Campaign idea to lower voting age to 16 in local races. What do you think of that idea? Is it a bogus deal? Well, if you can drive a car, can you vote? Kurt thinks we should only have property owners vote. I would concur. All right, Mr. Jeff Bezos. That's the Amazon dude, right? He earns what, 29.5 billion dollars. Well, that's a chunk of change in 1 year. Wow, wonder what he's going to do with that cash. Maybe he could fund the alternative media, huh? All right, not likely. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. It is still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. By the way, our Roku channel is fixed, at least internally. We're waiting for Roku to approve the channel again. Boy, does that take forever. Patience, my fellow Americans. They changed their specifications without letting us know, and now we're playing catch-up. We apologize for that. The Roku will be online hopefully sooner than later. In the meantime, libertyroundtable.com for archives and downloads at your fingertips free. But if you want to be part of the solution, click on Help Us Grow and donate today. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. By the way, there's an article in your email from the New York Times about radio. I thought you could break that down. Look that over. We'll talk about that after the next pause so you have some time to kind of glance through it all. It's a fascinating details. It's no doubt a gargantuan endorsement of radio. That's why we're talking about it. But meanwhile, I guess now they're trying to do their very best to take down Rand Paul and Donald Trump. Those are the two being attacked right now, Kurt. Cruz and Rubio getting kids glove friendly media. Because remember, it's their time to surf. It's their time to catch the wave. Rand Paul, they say, headline says this, Rand Paul likely to miss cut for December 15th CNN-sponsored primetime Republican debate. They're saying he won't make the cut because he doesn't have enough support. But you know what's fascinating?
What's
the article talks about everybody but Bush. I guess he just makes it because he's Bush, right?
Yeah.
Not because he has real
millions
support.
Of dollars, you know.
Yeah. So Rand won't be in the next debate, Kurt, which means, you know what, no offense, but it's time to close his campaign down. Because he's not going to win in the primaries. I mean, even if he had the support. Look, to spend money on Rand, this is the problem. I like Rand Paul. I don't think he's a Ron. He's no Ron, but he does a good job. He's better than anybody in the field, in my opinion. I mean, at least he's constitutionally qualified to serve, for starters. Secondly, he understands the Constitution better than any of them. Third, he does, in my opinion, understand the Constitution better than the rest. However, here's the problem, Kurt. If he doesn't even make the fourth debate, in other words, he's losing ground, not gaining it. He was in the previous debates. He didn't in any way pull away from the pack or in any way set himself up. Now, you could say, well, that's the mainstream press's fault. They don't give him the coverage. I agree with every bit of that. But it doesn't change the reality that he's losing ground, not gaining it. And here's the question. Does it make sense for us as Americans to put our hard-earned money into his campaign? I don't really see it. I don't really see that it makes any sense. Do you, Kurt? I mean, how much could we spend and what good would it do?
We've seen it so many times in the past, millions and millions of dollars. And if we had, I mean, imagine if Rand today said, look, you know, I can see the writing on the wall. The insiders still control things. The mainstream media and the guys who control the media are the ones who make the rules. That's why I'm calling upon you, my fellow, you know, citizens that support this kind of campaign and truth and freedom, etc., to unite all together and let's take back a big chunk of the media. Just imagine if he did that.
I agree. And just imagine, to add to your thoughts, Kurt, just imagine if back in the days of Ron Paul, back in 2008, 2012, when I said, guys, we need to buy the media with your money. Now we would have enough of the media to really, even if we didn't have a big enough piece of the pie to control the narrative, we could at least make the narrative so hard for them to ignore us that it would be unimaginable. Okay?
It's true.
And we could have spent close to $100 million on the media, Kurt.
Yep.
Now, you and I have the chance to buy a radio station for hardly any money.
Yep.
We can't talk on the air about how much, but I'm just saying we have the opportunity to get our hands on a radio station. That is one of them. Just imagine across the country we could get, what, 5 or 10 small stations for, you know, $1 million or $2 or $3 million? Okay?
Oh, yeah.
We could really make this difference. Just imagine if we had done that. Now we wouldn't even be spending our money to get the coverage.
Yep.
See, but we've lost those opportunities. And so
we'll
come back. We'll talk about the media. We'll talk about Rand Paul and more. You are indeed listening to Liberty Roundtable, syndicated on your favorite AM and FM radio station via Republic Broadcasting Network and Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So, ladies and gentlemen, when Ron Paul didn't do that well in 2008, the big claim was, you know what, Ron doesn't have an organization on the ground is the problem for Ron. And so we need to really build an organization on the ground. And right at that point, this is 2007, mind you, folks. I've been at this for a long time, okay? I'd been in radio for more than 10 years by then. And that was, what, 8 years ago now? Okay, and so, and I said at the time, Kurt, look, if you want to build an organization on the ground, you better take a step back then. And not only build an organization on the ground via your localist of local pieces of elections in terms of caucusing and delegates and all these kind of things, the building blocks of elections, you got to get that done, I agree. But you also need to get friendly media on your side. And you're not going to have the mainstream press be friendly because they don't believe in our ideals. They don't at all believe in our ideology, our viewpoints of the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, the founders, God, family, country, life, liberty, property. They don't believe in those things, okay? They're gatekeeping control mechanisms with a very left, hard left liberal bent. They're to the far left. And you're not going to get fair coverage out of those people. And so what you've got to do is build an organization on the ground of local radio stations, local talk show hosts, nationally syndicated hosts that can really carry the ball. Now, it's an investment up front, and it's not going to pay back immediate dividends, really, at least not in the large national scheme of things. But you must do it, folks. And I said that very clearly at the time. Very clearly. And I said, why would you fund your competitors? Why would you fund the people that hate your guts and that are doing everything to destroy you? They'll take your money and they'll put lavish praise on you for seconds while you've got their ear because of dollars. Filthy lucre, if you will. But then they'll turn their back on you at key points, critical junctures that absolutely are devastating. Okay. And I said, so what you got to do is you got to build a media. So we even put together media bomb and things like that. We talked to Trevor Lyman and many of the other so-called conservatives that raised literally $6 million for Ron Paul in one day. And we said, guys, we need a media money bomb here. We need to really double on it, and we need to buy radio stations and really get this together. Build a network of solid support for our ideas, our beliefs, who we are. And then going forward, after you get a lot of that done, you'll get so much coverage out of it. I mean, look. Miley Cyrus got like $80 million of free media coverage for her twerking. We don't need to do that kind of stuff, but we can use that idea to say, you know what? He who owns the media makes the rules. And since the new media is taking center stage, we can get in cheaper than ever. This was my whole mantra back at the time. Okay, and now, Kurt, 7 years later, I guess I should say 8 years later, we find ourselves at this juncture where Rand Paul, Ron's son, doesn't have near the network built on the ground that he should have. He had a lot of it, but when Ron moved to Rand, if you will, he lost a lot of support because Rand is not as conservative, as constitutional as Ron. So he lost a lot of base, a lot of support, but there still is a lot of that infrastructure on the ground. What Rand lacks now, Kurt, is the component that I brought up. And I don't mean to say I told you so, but I do mean to articulate what we need to do. Now, somebody would say, Sam, why would you say this? You just want to be right again? You always want to be right, Sam. No, it isn't a matter of me being right. And if we have to look towards the past, it's worthless to bring it up. The reason that I bring it up right this very second, Kurt, is because I don't believe that it's something that we can just ignore now and say, well, we've already missed the train. It's too late. I'm saying we can still do this, Kurt. Looking forward, we can say, yeah, you're right. We missed some opportunities. But going forward, there is a way to change, to improve, to build a better mousetrap. And maybe we can't get our guy elected this time for 2016. But we might in 20, we might in 24, we might in 28, we might in 32. Okay, we need to think long-term like that. Look, it isn't about one vote. Let me give you $50 for your campaign, and that's my due diligence for liberty. That isn't the way it works, folks. You got to think longer term. And so I don't bring this up to, pardon the pun, cry over spilled milk or to claim that I was right. I bring this up because I still think it has relevance today, Kurt. One of the latest New York Times articles pretty much proves my point, Kurt. Need I say more? The New York Times even agrees. Well, they don't agree that I should take over the media or that conservatives should. They just agree how important it really is, right?
Yeah, that's a great point, Sam. Yeah, the headline from the New York Times, campaigns turn to a cheaper medium to get voters' ears. And then it says, radio. Yeah, cheaper medium. Then they talk about KSCJ. It's a talk station in Sioux City, Iowa. And, telling about the different folks and how they listen.
They talk about a local talk show host there that gives his personal endorsement of Donald Trump. I trust Donald kind of an idea. They tell you how valuable that personality-driven connection with the audience really is via the medium of radio. Yep. Okay, they drill in and really give you the understanding. And then they break it down and tell you how valuable radio really is compared to TV, Kurt. They say TV is still the, quote, king of advertising. Because from a dollar point of view, you spend way more on TV than radio. But they really articulate how valuable radio really is, even more valuable than TV, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, they talk about the sprawling Republican primary field. Naturally, they say has a lot to do with it. But campaign commercials on radio appear to be having a moment. Political advertising on iHeartMedia, then they say one of the biggest radio conglomerates in the country with 858 stations in more than 150 markets, was already up 30% for the fourth quarter over the same period in 2011, the company said. Then they talk about...
Now let me just stop you. Why do they compare it to 2011, you may ask? Because that was the last election cycle, right?
Yeah, the last, you know, the big 2012 was the last one. Yeah, that's right. You know, the bottom line is, then they talk about other contenders that have poured tens of millions of dollars into television commercials, but they say with seemingly little to show for it. And, you know, they don't mention the guys like us and the Ron Paul campaign and, you know, and all that kind
of stuff.
Of course
not.
But that should be included in there.
Well, of course it should, but they're not going to mention us. They're not going to give us any time. Yeah. That's the whole point. Now, they say John Kasich, for instance. Mm-hmm. There's a group called New Day for America. It's a PAC funding and supporting him. John R. Kasich of Ohio, and they spent $5.4 million in New Hampshire only to have his campaign tank.
Yeah, and imagine if they had spent the 5.4 on media.
Well, we don't want them to. They're our guys.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is if the tables were turned and the $6 million that Ron Paul brought in that one day, you know, bought $6 million stations, they'd still be in the campaign for liberty, or, you know,
that's
whatever
right.
You want
and,
to call
and those stations
it.
Utilized by hosts like us could things. Give them incredible airtime.
Yep.
And you could say
that's
for
right.
free, but it wouldn't be for free, because what would do is would challenge Hillary to come on, too.
Yeah, of course.
And mean, would make sure that it's, quote, fair time. Would, you know, a super PAC could then raise money and buy it on our own friendly stations as an engine to buy more stations. And it just goes on and on. Now, isn't it fascinating, this $5.4 million that Kasich wasted on TV before he started plummeting in the polls, that almost matches the amount we raised for Ron Paul in one day.
Right.
In fact, that's for Ron Paul, it was even more money. So to say we can't get this done is beyond imagination. Now, they go on, and they talk about the comparison. They say to create a radio ad versus a TV ad, it's about 10 times as much to create TV than radio.
Yep.
Now, Kurt, I've articulated this for years to people. I've explained this 10-time scenario. They give an example that a spot on TV is like $900 at prime time, right?
All right.
The same spot in radio, according to this article, costs $20.
Yep, that's right.
$900 to 20, what's that, 40 times difference or more? Almost 50?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and then they go on and they talk about, but Ted Cruz spent a chunk of change. Let's talk about what he spent, Kurt, because I find it fascinating compared to the numbers you just threw out. We'll do it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable, live, baby.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind.
he pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Brought to you by thepowermall.com. Hard-hitting talk radio continues on your favorite talk station, teaming up with republicbroadcasting.org and libertynewsradio.com. All right, so John Kasich spends $5.4 million on TV. His campaign polls just tanked right after that. He just didn't do very well. Now,
yeah,
listen
New
carefully.
Hampshire, right?
Is it New Hampshire? Let's see here.
Yeah, that's the way I remember
Yeah, New Hampshire. But he sagged in the polls soon after. All right, then it says this. This is the New York Times article, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Yet radio ads may be more effective at getting a candidate's message through to its intended audience, some campaign strategists said.
Now, just before that, they talk about Ted Cruz's, you know, like super PAC that was supporting him. It called Keep the Promise One, or I guess I. I'm
Keep the
sure
Promise the One promise is one. A group that's like a PAC supporting Cruz.
Yeah, and it says they've spent $1.3 million on the radio so far and nothing on television. You know, and they do talk about how, you know, for example, one of the things they really like is that television advertising costs about, you know, at least double the amount to reach the people, they say. Now, you know, those are things you can always question, but then they talk about how, you know, the real cost of production, for example, they say you can do a radio ad and get it produced and ready for about $1,500 in about 90 minutes. Now, all I can say is, sure would be nice to get that kind of money whenever you're doing a spot, right, Sam?
I heard that, but that's the average with all the big talent and all the big whiz-bang production and all the union fees and all their garbage involved. We can do the same thing in about the same amount of time for like $500 or less.
They say a typical TV ad could cost 10 times as much to produce. So
there you go.
$15,000, you know, for that. Now, they do say that few would dispute radio's cost effectiveness, but it holds particular weight, they say, for Republicans thanks to the huge and devoted followings of conservative talk radio hosts like Mr. Limbaugh, Mr. Mark Levin, and Laura Ingraham.
Now, those are inside Republican hack talk show hosts, though, Kurt. And if we're talking about the new media that'll be friendly to these people, what you need to do is court hosts like Alex Jones, like Joyce Riley, like Sam Bushman, yeah. like John Stattmiller, like Vincent Finelli, like Michael Rivero, like John Moore, like, and I could go on and on and on and on and on. If you want friendly media, that's who you're going to need to court. And what they're telling you is the free airtime when Russ Limbaugh talks about their talking points or their campaign promises and or ideas for solutions, we can articulate them with a personal endorsement like no other. And that has so much pull, it's beyond imagination. Now, they also say, if you want to find a basket full of white noise, go to your Iowa TV set, says this one guy for Ben Carson. Anyway, the Carson campaign has been spending tons of money on radio, and so has the Trump campaign. Radio works, the guy finishes up.
Yep.
Now, they say that TV will continue to eat up the bulk of campaign budgets. But see, we, Kurt, should be smarter than that.
Yeah.
But here's the point. Ted Cruz spent $1.3 million on radio and nothing on TV right now. See, now, that $1.3 million is fascinating. You could take that $1 million to buy one of the stations you were talking about, and you'd have $300,000 to operate that sucker for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But here's what happened.
Over and over.
Ted Cruz went and criticized the mainstream press. He was supposedly the most bold critic of the mainstream press of anybody, right? But he turned right around and put $1.3 million in their hands.
Yeah.
And what do you think of that, Kurt? You know, I mean, it's beyond comprehension. I mean,
it's true. It's with radio instead of with TV. But typically, Sam, the main radio stations, you know, I'm talking about the standard ones that people consider as, hey, you know, you got to put your money there. You're not going to reach people. They're not in the hands of, well, what would you say, real freedom-oriented folks. In other words, they'll do, you know, your bidding if you pay them enough. Whereas we're familiar with,
but they will only temporarily do your bidding, though. Once you stop that, ching ching.
That's exactly
that record ain't going to spin, bro.
And yet, you know, the ones we suggest you spend your money on are the ones that, well, they literally do your bidding before you even.
Well, how much have we done in terms of dollars for Rand Paul already? Because we believe in a lot of what he says, even if he doesn't even have the time for us.
Good point.
Okay. Now they go on and they finish and they talk about TV. If you were to run this this particular campaign, they compared it'd be like $85,000 on TV. Same campaign would be like $48,000 on radio, but you'd cover more audience and get more commercials. Yeah. Side by side, they say the contrast is even starker. Is that a word, starker? All right.
And okay. See, now the New York Times, you know, takes some of what you've been preaching forever, and that is, hey,
well, they're probably secret listeners down there at the New York
Times. But they just don't go far enough. I mean, imagine if the New York Times was like, hey, you know, there's a radio station here that you guys could buy, you know, Rand Paul. You guys could buy this, Ted Cruz, you know. I mean, if you put your money together. But they certainly wouldn't go that far. I mean, because that would be real solutions, right?
Now, they say Kentucky's Matt Bevin, a Republican who won the governor's race last month, he went to radio to broaden his support. But the problem is, see, he went to the mainstream press. Now, it got it done short term.
Yes.
But now they're going to try to get rid of Matt next election cycle. See, he won't have any, quote, ground support. He won't have any organization on the ground and through the media, et cetera, to hold on. Republicans are not the only ones pouring money into radio, though, Kurt. Even Bernie gets it.
Yeah. He spent some money on a, what do they call it, hip-hop? If I remember right, you know, hip hop station, you know, he's trying to get to the, let's see, well, hip hop and R&B in South Carolina. And they was reaching out, they say, to black voters.
Now, isn't that racist to do that?
I think so. But anyway, reaching out to black voters with ads highlighting his record on civil rights. And even Hillary began running a commercial on largely African-American stations in South Carolina.
Those are those racist radio stations, the African-American thing.
Sure sounds like it. Her first radio ad of the campaign in which she talks about her mother's difficult childhood. Well, I mean, imagine, not only her childhood, but later when she had Hillary. I mean, that's That's got to be a tough time. But anyway, wow. Radio
anyway,
and TV, huh?
I find it fascinating, though.
Yeah.
They blatantly... See, here's what happens, Kurt. If you watch the mainstream press, if they're not cognizant of the discussion point, listen carefully, then they tend to tell you enough of the truth where you can see the truth. So if they were to battle me about this, they would say, oh, no, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. And they'd tell you how wrong I was if we were really discussing us buying the media and not funding them.
Yep.
But they'll admit that pretty much is true if the focus is different. Right now they're trying to bring money to radio. So somehow there's a deal between the New York Times and radio as opposed to TV. This trying to bring more ad dollars to radio. So they'll admit it all when they're focused on something else. They'll admit the talking points relating to this discussion because they're not focused. They're not aware that they're admitting to it all. In other words, had they really realized that I've been talking about this for the last 8+ years, they would have basically never given me that time of day to document and prove what I'm saying. But because they're on a different agenda right now, then they realize and they level with you. Do you see how that's interesting?
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
I mean, imagine if the, you know, these same people, they talked about stuff like this. For example, I'm looking at radioforsale.com right now.
Okay, before you get there, let me just say this. If we had bought 262 radio stations, then they'd be telling you how important TV is, and radio is like dead, is what they'd be saying. All right, go ahead. Radio sales. To prove the point.
But yeah, in the Phoenix area, for example, right now they're talking about a new FM station that's on the air, just on the air. Phoenix is the 15th largest radio market in the country. Established stations, they say, have sold down there for as much as $70 million. Our buddy George Kimball is who's, you know, basically talking about.
And by the way, we sat down and ate breakfast with George. And, you know, I'm not telling you we're best friends, but I'm telling you we know the guy personally.
Yeah.
And we could call him at a moment's notice with some cash and get some deals done.
That's right.
And he knows us and likes us, and we feel the same about him, by the way.
He says the price has been reduced from $7.9 million to $5 million firm. Seller financing.
See, but what does firm mean? Firm means to me you bring them $4 million of cash and the game changes.
I know.
By the way.
But that's the key point. But that's Phoenix. You know, there's certainly a lot of others. There's a 50,000 watt in the southeast. You know, in the beautiful state capital, 50 acres included, asking $595,000.
All right, now, Sam Bushman, yours truly, might be able to negotiate a little bit on that. I've been known as a negotiator slightly, you know? Hang tight.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so we're talking about this article in the New York Times, ladies and gentlemen. And they would never admit to what we say if they had it in the proper context of our discussion points. But when they don't realize they're telling the truth and it's going to do them damage, they admit things that are surprising, honestly shocking. Campaigns turn to a cheaper medium to get voters' ears. That is radio, says the New York Times. Now, it's fascinating when you look at that because they tell you that, hey, you can do radio for one-tenth of TV about. That's not a perfect example. It depends on the market and everything else. But in general, about a 10-to-1 ratio exists between radio and TV. And that's why we don't really do any TV. If we had plenty of money, TV would be great. But you know what? When you've got kind of a budget to work with, you got to be careful. But they talk about the effectiveness and the greater coverage and the captive audience because people are in vehicles, etc., that radio can produce. And they talk about how effective it is. And really, all the candidates are spending plenty of money on radio. Ted Cruz, $1.3 million, is one example. And I just think, not only think of the difference in dollars, Kurt, that I want to point out here. If $1.3 million went to the right media versus $1.3 million going to the wrong media, it's double the difference in dollars, if that makes sense. In other words, the loss of a dollar for us versus the gain of a dollar for them creates a $2 difference in separation. In other words, we could be 1.3 million stronger. They could be 1.3 million weaker. In other words, your dollar votes twice, if you will. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, at least all you do, at least in my opinion, learn from what the guys, you know, maybe your opposition has done. And you look at, for example, the homosexual crowd. How does that small group of people do what they do when it comes to their influence and et cetera? Well, they unite and they basically buy the right kinds of influence.
They put their money where their mouth is, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, so we bring this whole article up because it's so valuable to understand this issue. And I don't want to just run around and say I told you so and see that I'm right. But look, it would just think of, I mean, thousands of dollars would make a huge difference to us. Not even necessarily millions, per se.
Yep.
Okay, but Kurt, is there anything else on buy-sell radio or whatever that was worthy of discussion points?
Well, you know, not that I can really see. There's other, you know, other, bottom line, there's other stations for, I mean, for what people spend for a house, they could literally buy radio stations. And let's just say in your, you know, in your area, there was a, I mean, you've literally bought stations in your life, Sam, for, you know, not much more than an inexpensive
house. Yeah, the first
house.
Station we ever bought back in 96 was 120 grand.
Right. And, you know, when you tell people that and they learn how relatively inexpensive they could be, and when you say, hey, that's just, you know, a couple of guys working together, imagine if so many more, you know, say, even like your groups like Constitution Party, Campaign for Liberty, Eagle Forum. There's so many, you know, gun owners.
And those groups
America,
don't
so
need to buy the stations, but individuals aligned in those groups for organization can.
Right. and they can simply put their money together, you know, and it doesn't really have to be that huge amount of money. A lot of times when people see those lights at night or whatever, they think, wow, that's just, you know, so high a dollar thing, I could never figure it out. But so much of the time, it's just like the old Wizard of Oz show, you know, when you hear him first, you think, wow. And then you see behind the curtain, you think, well, I could do that.
That little pencil neck geek, I could, come on. Okay, and the other interesting thing about this, Kurt, is I don't know if you know, but Rand Paul is right on the edge of being likely to miss the September or the December 15 date sponsored CNN debates for the Republican Party, okay? He's right on the edge. Mm-hmm. And if we had, say, 20 radio stations or 50 radio or 100 radio stations by now, do you think that march by all of us with that media that could be brought to bear would make that little bitty, tiny, itsy bitsy difference?
Well, it would have made the difference now where he'd be in a whole lot of different spot than he is where he is.
Yeah, that's my point, that I think we could have. We don't have a whole lot of difference we would have had to have made up, Kurt. But we could change the narrative. We might not control the media at that point, but we could change the narrative enough where long-form discussions could happen to let him explain himself, where he'd have a chance to clarify when they misquote him and manipulate things. I'm telling you right now, that little bit could make up and it'd be in the debates. Just think of those differences. Always we miss it by just a little bit.
Yep.
And that's where they always pull out their Trump card, to pardon the pun, and win. Now, Trump, it's fascinating. I'm a pretty good negotiator, Kurt. I'm not trying to say I'm important, but I'm actually decent at it. Now, the Trumpster wrote The Art of the Deal. And just imagine if Sam and Trump got together to buy radio stations. Trump could use my radio knowledge.
Yeah.
And the two of us could probably work out a couple of deals, I think, Kurt.
I think so. You know, for example, I mean, you ask what else is on there. Just me clicking on radioforsale.com, you know, you see something in New York, you see something in Arizona, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Indiana, Colorado, Laughlin, Nevada, Lake Havasu, Arizona, Beaumont, Texas, you know, the one in Beaumont, Texas, 300K, Chico, California, Sacramento. I mean, this is just a quick list, Eastern Iowa, Rochester, New York.
And that's not even with a crew looking. Just imagine if like a real estate agent, there's radio agents, by the way, folks.
Well, or even just the normal good Americans, the people that listen to this broadcast, if you simply listen to your radio dial and you hear, you know, for example, programming, the same program on AM and FM many times, a lot of times that tells you that the station would be not to use the word purchasable, but it would be available. And then, of course, you know, look for the little out-of-the-way places, like, you know, you might have a big town and then just a little ways away from it, you've got smaller areas where the big dollars don't flow there, but you still have radio stations that are around there.
And you oftentimes get that coverage for less.
For a lot
less.
And
you might say, well, it's not the top-rated market, Sam. It isn't about ratings. It's about getting our message to the people. Remember, what would it have taken to give Rand Paul enough support to not miss this December 15th deadline? Now, this isn't all about Rand Paul. The only reason I use that is because that's a perfect example of, they said he's got to build an infrastructure on the ground. He's got to this, we got to that, you know, et cetera. I just find it fascinating. All right, the White House, Kurt, in another topic, is finalizing a plan to take major gun control action using executive authority, according to Valerie Jarrett. President Barack Obama's advisors are finalizing a proposal that would expand background checks on gun sales without congressional approval. The Republicans, the do-nothing Republicans, are just going to let him do that, aren't they?
Well, I think so. Don't you think?
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
Inside of Republicans, the McConnells, the, you know, Boehner, and the, of course, you know, those guys, they pretty much don't want that. stuff to get out.
But just imagine if the Ted Cruz's and the Rand Paul's and the who else do we want to say? The Trumps and the who else is our friend? Anybody? At least to some degree?
Carson.
All right. I agree different degrees of friendship or agreement on things. Yeah. But just imagine if we could bring to bear several hundred radio stations teaming up with the Gun Owners of America, teaming up with the Oath Keepers, teaming up with the CSPOA, teaming up with
There's like 13 or 14,000 of them in America.
And we put all that together, folks, and we brought that to bear to say, you know what? Don't let Brock get away with this, people. This is crazy. It's unconstitutional. He has no authority. Impeach this man. Just think of the push we could make happen, Kurt. The mainstream press would not be able to ignore us. But as it currently stands, when I bring up somebody putting a dollar into radio, they're like, will I make back $50? I don't think I can put a dollar in there. And they say that kind of stuff, or they say, well, who would have control? You just want to control everything, don't you, Sam? You just want me to fund your getting rich. You just want to be Donald Trump on my dollar, don't you?
Well.
Now, you know what? Go ahead and own it yourself, folks. I'll help you for free. Yep. What kind of a deal is that? Okay, I'm not begging for control of anything. I am talking about the American people deciding they can unite on something of value and get something done. But see, the gay and lesbians and the absolute extreme left, they all get together on an issue and get it done. The conservatives are just like, you know, I don't think I can come up with the money for that. That might actually, you know, like take some effort. It's amazing when I watch conservatives operate. They can't even agree on anything. Oh, my gosh. I don't like polka dots on that guy's tie. He's out. Kind of, it's crazy. We need to learn to work together, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to set aside some of our selfish agenda items. And if you say, Sam, you just want to be the great talk show host, that's why you want this. Fine. Let's buy 500 radio stations and not even let Sam be a host. That's fine. I'm cool with that. If.
Just put somebody on that does the right stuff.
If the hosts are telling the tale like it needs to be told. And there are a lot doing it, by the way. I agree with a lot of the hosts that are on the market today. Not all of them. Not the insider ones. Not the biggest ones. But there's a lot of people I agree with. For example, put Joyce Riley on there. Don't put me on, for example. That's fine. Just make sure you go to thepowermall.com and put your money where your mouth is. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Turn your phone into your radio, 712-432-5339. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.